Welcome to the Gatecast.
I was going to do my living room like this.
Presented by Alan and Mike.
We're off to see the wizard.
Lucy,
I'm home.
I am not Lucy.
Well, sir, my recommendation is that anyone attempting to leave the mountain should be shot on sight.
Welcome, listeners, to the final edition of the Gatecast podcast for 2009. This was intended to be the State of the Podcast podcast that Alan has been talking about for the past few weeks, but we had a few problems. The first was when Gizmo decided to ban the use of their application for free court. That causes a lot of short-term issues. Alan was exploring some alternatives to Gizmo, mostly pay applications, and he finally found one that he liked. Unfortunately, the payment method was a bit long-winded, and that took a lot longer than it should have done. Scheduling came involved as well. On the run-up to Christmas, everybody's busy with their own sort of thing, and we really wanted to get Scott involved in the State of the Podcast, Scott being our web monkey and one of the original founders of the Gatecast. But the lad's just got a pay rise, and he's busy earning money, and I can't blame him for that. However, last week, me and Alan did get together, and we recorded a show. I'll be honest and say it wasn't a brilliant show, because we didn't really do much preparation, and we're not very good at winging it. Unfortunately, when I went to the server to download the audio recording so I could edit it, it turns out it only lasted for 5 minutes. I suspect Alan either pressed the wrong button or the authorization for the application hasn't worked properly. Either way, the 5 minutes are coming up. And then I fancied taking a crack at the suggestion by Wesley in regards to the must-watch episodes of the first season. So here goes nothing.
And so it begins, as it were.
Yeah. That could be a good, nice little sound clip to put in.
And so it begins.
Yeah.
As opposed to a more usual good evening, we're going to open with that little quote from, I believe, the season 3 credits, or possibly the season 4 credits from B5. The, I suppose, from a personal podcasting perspective, second best science fiction show ever.
Yeah, behind Farscape.
Yeah. Oh, that's just cruel.
Oh, that's a subject for discussion, isn't it? How does SG-1 fare against B5 or Farscape?
Considering in season 9 SG-1 became Farscape, it's not really a question. Yeah, we may spoil a bit for future seasons on this. This particular episode, you say I haven't even bothered with basic introductory stuff. God, have you been listening this long? This is probably not the best podcast to listen to. This is the first one you've heard. My advice is go back to at least the Children of the Gods episode and listen to that, even though it's a different host. And we are incoherent and pod faded in and out before Mike came on board and basically badgered me into recording on a regular basis. And then took over all the nasty editing stuff too.
Yeah, but Alan pays for everything, so we're all even.
Yes, not be paying for much, much longer. I don't, thank God, if my domain costs more than $75, I couldn't afford it. This recording brought to you by VMotion Basic. Seems to hook into every conceivable voice chat client, so you're not dialing into third-party conferencing, etc. But unfortunately, I must say, and I want this left in, that it has the most horrendous registration process on the planet. Requires Internet Explorer, won't work in Firefox, and then when you load it up in Internet Explorer, it says, oh, I'm sorry, the automated registration process is not working at present, please email us. Which is why I'm actually recording this on the day that we released the last episode, as opposed to 2 or 3 weeks ahead of time, because it took that long to jump through all the hoops and get this thing working.
It's a good job we had episodes in the can, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
And this will be, I would say, our final recording before we break for the holidays, and we'll kick back in some point in January.
That's the plan.
So since I mentioned it, we have the season opener. This is sort of a review of Series 1. Look at arcs. May I hop backwards and forwards? It depends. I'm going to sort of bounce off Mike a bit here. Not literally, because I'll probably outweigh him by about 40 pounds. But we have season opener, Children of the Gods, and my personal favourite, and the first time when I recall when I got the DVDs, watching Children of the Gods, the DVD version, as opposed to the syndicated version, I came across something which gave me a considerable and not unpleasant surprise. Mike?
Oh, I wonder what that could be. Would it be the nudity?
Yes, it would be the full frontal nudity.
Yep. From and I apologise to her in advance because I ain't got a clue how to pronounce her first name. Vyatari Bandera, playing Sharae.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Daniel's wife.
Yes. Not the same actress as in the movie.
No, to the best of my knowledge, I believe we had two carryovers from the movie. We had the annoying kid.
Scarra,
yes. Yeah. Daniel! I'm sorry, he just keeps whinging about Daniel. For the love of God, man, will you shut up?
He learned that one line and he was going to make it pay.
Yeah, well, I'm wondering, did Jack actually shoot him in episode 20 purely to shut him up? Or episode 21? You see, I told you we'd have backwards and forwards. Well, we could take, I mean, as just as a handiness, we could maybe try and look at a particular character and our characters and see how they develop through the series, if you want to try that.
We could give it a go.
Because, I mean, say for example, you look at your initial opening of, say, Captain, later Lord knows, fucking her Lord Mistress High General or something, Carter.
Yep.
Whose first line, and I believe it was cut from the re-edited version, is "just because my genitals are on the inside."
That was one of the more unforgettable lines in the premiere.
I'm an Air Force officer just like you are, Colonel. And just because my reproductive organs are on the inside instead of the outside, doesn't mean I can't handle whatever you can handle.
No matter how you spin it, it is a pad line.
Yes, but you do have, and of course we have something else which we featured in Carter, which was the Carter Super Hold Moose.
And that was the end of the recording, folks. Short and sweet, as it were. Wesley wrote in last week, as you may have heard, questioning the quality of the first season of Stargate, and in many ways he has a valid point. So let's go through the first season and pick out which episodes someone new to the franchise needs to watch to get a good grounding in the series, before going on to seasons 2 through 10. I'm going to use the Showtime running order, just for the hell of it. The series kicks off with the two-parter Children of the Gods, and that's a must-watch, there's no two ways about it. Especially the revised edition that came out on DVD this year. Next up we have The Enemy Within. Again, a must-watch episode, because it follows on directly after Children of the Gods, and we get some more groundwork on what the Gwold actually are. Episode 4 is Emancipation. It's a Carter episode, but it's one of the weaker ones of the series. We can skip that. Episode 5 is The Broca Divide, in which we first meet Dr. Janet Frazier. It's a decent episode, but I don't think it's a must-watch. Episode 6, The First Commandment. Again, another Carter episode, and again, we don't need it. Next up is Cold Lazarus. Now this, I believe, is a must-watch. It's a Jack episode, and it deals a lot with his backstory. When you understand Jack, you understand Stargate. Next up is The Nox. Now, Alan didn't like this episode, but I did, so it's going in. Although, to be honest, that's not the only reason. We learn that there's an alien species out there that are just as strong as the System Lords, and that if we treat them right, we could become friends. That idea, that notion, is important to the series. Episode 9, Brief Candle. Another Jack episode, but not one that is important to the overall arc. Episode 10 is Thor's Hammer. Now this for me is a cornerstone episode. It is one of my favourite episodes of the first season, in which we learn that there is another race out there who are actively against the System Lords, unlike the Nox, who are quite passive. We also learn that it's impossible to remove the Gwold symbiote from a host and leave the host intact, vital for Daniel's search for his wife. Episode 11, The Torment of Tantalus. Another cracking little episode. We learn some of the history of the Stargate while it was in possession of the US military, and the notion of highly advanced races out there in the galaxy is reinforced. Episode 12 is Bloodlines. Very Tilk-centric. This is a good episode because we meet Braytak and learn a lot about the culture of the Jaffar and Tulak. That alone guarantees this episode in the to-watch list. Episode 13, Fire and Water. This I think we can pass by. Episode 14, Hathor. An excellent little episode. Some funny moments. Again, not one I think we need to watch. Episode 15, Singularity. Here we are introduced to a new Gwold System Lord. We don't actually meet them in person, but we see the result of their actions. It gives us a good idea, and it's a Sam episode. But again, I don't think we need it. Kor-Ai, Tilk episode. Don't need it. Episode 17 is Enigma. Here we meet a highly advanced alien race, or at least a few members of it, being from the Tolan. We also learn about the existence of the NID and their agenda, technology before everything, unlike the SGC. It's a good episode, so I think we've got to include that one. Solitudes is next. One of the best episodes of the series. No problem at all. That one's going in. Episode 19 is Tin Man. Now, this was written as a funny episode, and it is a funny episode. But we don't need it. Episode 20, 21, and 22. There But For The Grace Of God. Politics and Within The Serpent's Grasp. The final three episodes of Season 1. Must watch. No ifs, no buts, no doubts. So there you go. My small list of the must-watch episodes from Season 1. Children of the Gods, The Enemy Within, Cold Lazarus, The Nox, Thor's Hammer, Torment of Tantalus, Bloodlines, Enigma, Solitudes, There But For The Grace Of God, Politics, and Within The Serpent's Grasp. Now, this is only my opinion. I mean, if anybody wants to send in their own ideas of which episodes people have got to watch from the first season, by all means do so. In fact, if you just want to send in lists of your favourite episodes, your worst episodes, any of those sorts of lists will be most welcome. Feedback is always appreciated, believe me. By email, gatecast@facecast.com, or on the website, gatecast.facecast.com. So that's it, folks. The last 2009 podcast. We should return in the new year with Season 2 of Gatecast. If we manage to keep up the weekly schedule, we should even get through Season 3. It's going to be a busy year, and let's hope that our regular listeners are with us, and we can even manage to get a few more. This has been Mike. Take care, everybody.
You've been listening to Gatecast, presented by Alan and Mike. Technical support from Scott. Visit Gatecast at gatecast.co.cc.